them all the time, you know, work while you wait. You know, most people, even in their personal life, they stop working until the door opens. Then they want to work again now the door opened. But in this profession, you got to work while you wait. That's why the select model is such a bad model. You know, nobody sits the bench. But then in high school, you're going to sit the bench. And then college, you're going to sit the bench. And that rookie ball, you're going to sit the bench. And low A and high A, you're going to sit the bench. And double A, you're going to sit the bench. Triple A, you're going to sit the bench. In the big league level, you're going to sit the bench. Why would we go down and create a stupid model that doesn't allow people to sit the bench when yet every other model after that, you're going to sit the bench? That's why so many kids quit. That's also why they stop working while they wait, because somebody created a model that promised them that they would never sit. And then they get ready to get into the real world. They get out of daddy ball and they get into big boy baseball and they can't handle it because they got to sit maybe. Get in there and get after it. You're supposed to be a guy that can do some damage. Get in there and do some damage. You know, just throw down. I mean, that's what you lack all over the country because of the way our models played underneath the guaranteed games. They lose two and go to Waterworld. They lose two more on Saturday and go to the zoo. And then Sunday they get beat again, go see Mickey Mouse and Goofy. And then Monday, somebody asks them Monday morning, how'd they do? Dude says, I had a great weekend. Dude got stomped on six times, man. But he went to the zoo, he went to Waterworld, he went to see Mickey Mouse and Goofy, and then we drop a game, and they're waiting for me to take them to Waterworld. Man, we ain't going to Waterworld. Got to get them out of that mindset and into that there's no promises here, there's no guarantees here, but that's where we are. So what's next for him? Because we don't teach him anything. Life's not that away. You can't go knock on somebody's door and go, oh, yeah, we feel sorry for you. We hire everybody that comes through our door. We give everybody a chance. Life's not like that. Kids haven't changed. Let me tell you what's changed is what we demand from kids. So I don't think you should fool a kid into a false model. So we can debate it all we want. It's a bad model. You can't get them to play. They don't want to play. But we can't talk tough today. It's softitis, no throwdown. And again, all that comes from y'all don't have to win. A guy gets beat on six times and Monday morning at school, he says he had a great weekend. How could you have a great weekend when you've been beat down on six times? And I'm just telling you this, I don't care what mental weakness a kid has, what lack of ability he has, when he's been taught how to throw down, when the rubber meets the road, he knows how to throw down, he's gonna make it. And that's the fight today between all of us as coaches is how far can we go to get a tough culture without being reprimanded from soft people, from a soft society. That's the challenge. So you have to figure out a way to create that type of culture, because kids today believe correction is criticism. That's the first root of it, is that they believe when you correct me, you criticize me. And then they'll fold like a tulip when you criticize them. If you can get your culture tough, you can get your kids tough, then you've got an advantage. I don't care if you lack a little pitching or a little fielding or whatever. If you got throwdown, you got a shot today.